Day. And if you're comfortable, we'd invite you to stand as we start our singing.
June 15th, we're having our annual check-in.
you're comfortable, please stand. We'll continue our worship service with singing.
Oh, Adore.
so much that you are creator, that you are in control, that you made everything and you've got this. We just want to take time this morning right now to just give you the praise that you are worthy of, Father. And we just offer it to you, as sinful as we are, Lord. We just come to you and just worship you, knowing that you are God of this whole universe. And we thank you and praise you for the world that you have made for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Kids, you're free to go to Sunday school, and everybody else, find someone you haven't talked to today and welcome them.
Good morning. This morning we're going to use Paul's words in Colossians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in Colossians 1:15-16 it says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things that we can see and the things that we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. As people who were created by Christ and for Christ, let us come before him in worship of his perfection and goodness. Let us bow before him, the one who holds all things together. Confession. Paul warns in verse 23 of chapter 1, but you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly on it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. We have been saved and filled and brought to life by good news of Christ living in us. Yet we're distracted people, often looking to this world. Confess before Christ the times this week that you've drifted away, seeking assurance and comfort and pleasure from the world instead of Him. Thanksgiving. Colossians 1:11-14 reminds us of the immense riches we have poured out upon us because of the work of Christ in our lives. We also pray that you will be strengthened with all His glorious power, so you'll have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He's enabled you to share in His inheritance that belongs to His people who live in the light. For He's rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Let us come with thankful hearts for all that He's doing and has done through us. Thank you for the sun and for the rain. Supplication. Paul admonishes the Colossians with these words: devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Bring your requests before the God who listens, the God who loves, the God who is good and merciful. We pray for Drew, for Michael and Tavia, for Jackie, for Cindy, for Connie and Jim, for Susan, for Lou and Harold, Monique and Wilford, for Judith and Danny, Corrine and Isaac, for Ben and Marge, Lou and Harold, for Sharek and Jemen and their family, for Tammy and her family, Corrine and Kevin, Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, Cynthia and Jill, Shannon and Cam, and the places around the world: Gaza, Syria, Ukraine, Guatemala, Guinea. For Canada and the United States, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests. Our good and great God, who loves us and knows us like no other, come and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now we're going to have this morning's scripture reading.
This morning's reading is from Psalm 148, verses 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him from the skies. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all the armies of heaven. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you twinkling stars. Praise Him, skies above. Praise Him, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord, for He has issued His command, and they came into being. He has set them in place forever and ever. His decree will never be revoked.
Please stand.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing the new song to Him who stands on heaven's mercy seat. Praise to